Praise 104.1, DC's inspiration station. Real excited today. The station is buzzing because in studio, coming to do his CD release reception here at Praise 104.1 or at Radio 1 DC is Molly Music. Yes. Hi, Molly.
How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you so much for entertaining an interview with us. I appreciate that so much.
It's good to be here. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Can I tell you, can you see I'm geeked about this new record, Molly is. My kids are with me today and we are huge fans. Excited about the platform, excited that the you know, the music, and when we were talking about it last night, we talked about the creativity behind it and how you bring such a fresh air. You cannot define who you are. Wow. And I love that.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and it's one of those things that doesn't come cheap, you know what I mean? But I don't know, it's this isolation that comes when you say yes to, mm-hmm. you know, what God really wants you to be and do. And that's a isolation a lot of people don't accept.
Yeah.
But I was grateful that I was able to do it, and he was able to keep me strengthened through the whole thing, and now we're able to rise above it and be stronger, and now we're able to affect the world.
Yeah. Not just a larger mass, yes. too, because everything that you've done is faith-based. It really is talking about...
It won't change.
I saw that, and I saw you interviewing, talking about who you are and being able to transpose that into music.
Yes.
I like it.
It's necessary, and it's going to free up a generation of bound creative people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So... there's a lot of people who are creative that if they don't have these certain type of harmonies, if they don't have this part in a band, if they're not playing these progressions, they don't have a platform.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So what? They rush to what? Coffee houses, mm-hmm. Open mics, just to be able to express themselves. And I believe that, you know, we've built a platform here that they could just walk straight on. They can take a genre and a type of individual seriously, and the geniuses won't be labeled as outcasts or freaks anymore.
Isn't that good?
Yes.
Ooh.
It's healthy. Because those rebels turn into other artists that can't do anything but hurt and spew venom based on the rejection that they feel. And a lot of people that we call Illuminati, a lot of people that we don't respect in our church cultures, but people who were young kids who were sitting on the creative kids sitting on the front pew wanting a chance to sing something, but it was so different.
Yeah.
So because it was different, they had no place. So they made their own.
Yeah.
I mean? So we create the monsters that hurt our churches.
Ooh.
And I just wanted to be able to heal them again.
I love that. I love you. Love your message. You've got my support 100%. Sheryl Jackson at Praise 104.1 will always be in support of your music. Got to meet your mom, and that's wonderful to see the family knit together. Thank you for stopping through. I know you got to run, but I appreciate you stopping in.
Bless you.
All right, sir.